Z93. Hi, it's Greece.
Hi, Nino.
Yes, sir.
My name's Gerald. I'm from Philadelphia. So, you know, I hear you sometimes talk about Clint Eastwood and the knocks on the head and stuff like that.
Yes, sir.
You know, sometimes it gets very offensive.
Well, what do you mean? Now, what? I don't mean nothing offensive. Why, are you a gay person?
Well, yes, I am. I don't like to blast it around and stuff like that.
Well, that's all right. I'm going to keep this low-key, just you and me and 200.
Well, I figure what goes on in my room is my business.
Right.
But sometimes you make fun of gay people.
I'm not making fun.
Oh, come on now.
I'm saluting, sir, saluting. I'm respecting an alternate lifestyle, is all. Don't you think it is kind of wacky to think me, swaggering Johnny Bulky, and Clint Eastwood, a man's man? I mean, how inconceivable.
Well, you see, you never can tell because it's so stereotypical all the time. Like, I dated one fellow now for, 6 months, and, he used to play football. He was very large. Had a beard and lots of hair on his chest and everything. Real deep voice. You'd never expect it, looking at him, that, somebody wouldn't say, no way, he's not gay.
Whatever happened to your relationship with the ex-football player?
Well, he sometimes became a little abusive.
Oh, man.
He'd
take
he
you and slap...
problem.
Had what problem? Drinking?
Yes.
And then when he'd get hungry, he'd say, get on over here, son. And next thing you know, he'd be giving you what?
Like that.
Purr.
No.
Hit it to the rim with brim, huh?
He sent me to the hospital once.
Wow, just slapping you around?
Well, no, he threw my head through, kind of threw me into a wall. My head broke the plaster in the wall.
Why was he so abusive? You sound like a nice guy. I mean, if I did get a knock on the head, I'm sure you'd be on my dance card. I'd never throw you into a wall. Why would he do that?
I don't know. He was so nice when he didn't have anything to drink, but as soon as he got some alcohol in him, that was the end of it.
Man.
It's horrible. I must have had 20, 25 stitches close up my head after he did that.
All right, well, you got to have a sense of humor. Look at some of the wacky positions you get in. I mean, to want to feast on Ned Nodule, certainly that takes a liberal-thinking individual. I'm just saying, why can't you grant me the same courtesy?
Well, yeah, but
I'm giving you some...
like to be in charge of everything, and sometimes I like to be the boss.
Right, well, that's the problem I have with Clinton. He's telling me what to do. I don't even know if he's got a set of Bombays. I've never seen him. He's always slapping me around. I give the snarlings. I do the squealing. I could identify with you what you went through with that brute of a football player.
It is. It's horrible sometimes. But, see, Clinton never put you through a wall, did he?
No, he never did. I
realize this is all joking and everything.
Right.
But,
all right, well, I just want...
you do get a knock on the head. It can be a difficult life sometimes.
I know it must be for a lot of people. And you have my deepest and... respect.
Okay, but please, sometimes you're a little offensive.
All right, well, life itself is a little offensive,
sir. I know you have a show to do and a job to do.
All right.
Entertain people, that's your job. Right.
But I'll think of you next Clinton, okay?
Well, just be nice.
I will.
Okay.
All right, guaranteed. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You sound like a nice guy. I mean, I don't go that way, but if I did, I'd probably get the guy off the air, put him on hold, find out where he lives. Shall I bring Chardonnay or Beaujolais? Next thing you know, I'm not gonna... Oh, God. On the red eye to Philly. I'd show up singing, it had to be you. It had to be you. No other guy can make me so high. It had to be you. Oh, how I feel when you make me squeal. When we make love, need stars above. It's just unreal. It just had to be you. Or gobbledygoo. Oh, it's so nice when you cut a slice. It had to be you. This is for you, buddy. Underneath the Liberty Bell. Look at those hydraulics. Man, how they swell. It had to be you. Had to be you. It had to be you. Wa-da-da-da-da. Oh, boy, there's the truck.
You buy, punk?
Ah, it's just a little something. Over here! Yes, we're up on the second floor!
God, look at the brutes unloading it. Oh, did you hear it? The truck broke in.
Hey, dog meat, close the window.
No, Clinton, I just want to watch their muscles work as they unload it.
Yes, up here! Second floor. The doorknob with the doily.
Right. Clinton, I bought us a coffee table.
We already got a coffee table, Punk.
Yeah, but this one's a glass-top coffee table.
What's the difference?
Well, the difference with the glass-top coffee table is that you can sit on it. And what happens is I crawl underneath, and you
drop.
Perch on the coffee table. On a clear day, I can see forever.
What the hell's the good of that, Punk?
Well, I don't know if you're artistically minded, and it is slightly Maplethorpian, but for me to get that bird's eye view of the oasis. You know, where was it, Casey? It was at the Bat Mudville. That's kind of where. That's what I want to see. And then you could scoot under the table, and I'll sit on it. You want to? Or I'll reach under for you. It's just a new fashion to keep our relationship exciting. Come on, Clint. Let me get under here. Hey, how does it work? All right, now drop trowel. Sit down.
I don't have time, Punk.
What do you mean you don't have time?
I'm getting a transfer. Gotta go in. Paperwork.
Wait a minute. You're getting a transfer? You mean Harry Callahan's leaving homicide? Oh, no! How long does it take to sit down, for God's sake?
I can't be late. The new chief. It's tough.
All right, well then. Where you transferred, Bunko? Auto?
Here's the transfer form, Bunk. Read it yourself.
Oh, God. Drop it on the floor here. Crawl out from under the table. Well, look at this. This should be exciting. I see you're being transferred to robbery.
Delivery man?
That's real nice. That's real nice. Smashes the table with the butt of his gun.
Powered by Method. For a cleaner burning punchline. The Grease Man. Grease Man Show.